It's time to chat to Inetsi. We're talking nutrition, we're talking sugar. Inetsi, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Inetsi, it's the Sugar Awareness Week, but what can you tell us about sugar? Not all that sweet, is it?
Yes, I think this is a bittersweet situation.
Right.
I thought I'll just, there's a concept or a definition, if you read about sugar in the media, which is called free sugars. Mm-hmm. So I just thought to explain a little bit about free sugars. So what this really means is that any sugar that is basically added to food or drink, mm-hmm, will be classified as free sugars. Okay. But then there's also sources that we know. So the examples that I can give is obviously normal sugar, but also honey and syrup, mm-hmm, and then fruit juice. And I'll explain a little bit about the fruit juice just now. Mm-hmm. So we call of these free sugars because fruit is actually quite a good example. So fruit and fruit juice, although say you've extracted 100% of the fruit juice, mm-hmm, and you did not add anything, then that fruit juice will actually be classified as then suddenly a free sugar. Okay. Because it is outside of the food cell.
Okay.
So it seems like when the sugar is naturally within the fruit or the vegetable, in other words, within the cell of that specific food substance, then it is not really harmful to us. But the minute it's extracted, it then becomes a free sugar, and then we will actually count it as sugar. So if we think about natural sugars in fruits and vegetables and milk, these ones don't seem to have a negative effect on our health. Obviously, because there's other nutrients within that specific fruit or vegetable that you then consume that will give you the protective property, if I can put it that way.
Okay.
So anything then, when especially fruits, and if you think about a 250 ml fruit juice, it's so easy to consume that glass of fruit juice in one go. So therefore, it makes it very easy to consume a lot of calories, but you won't necessarily sit down and eat four oranges in one go.
Right, right.
Because they are the same. So 250 ml of fruit juice and four oranges is exactly the same in terms of calories. So it's better for us to consume the fresh fruit than to eat the fruit juice, to drink the fruit juice. And then obviously it is unfortunately free sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guideline, like if we look at saturated fatty acids, as for saturated fatty acids, there's a guideline for how much of free sugar we are allowed, and give or take 5% of our daily calories. So obviously, again, if you work on a percentage, it means the percentage for you and the percentage for me is not the same. But if we have to go on an average, I would say give or take 30 grams of free sugar would be the allowance per day that you are then allowed to add to food, for instance. And I just want to mention some of the foodstuffs that people consume on a daily basis, which will be quite high in free sugars. Mm-hmm. And that will be things like jam, chocolate, biscuits, your pastries, normal sweets, cakes. And then obviously also your average fizzy drink, although in South Africa, we know about the sugar law that they've changed a little bit about how much sugar is allowed to be in a product, and they replace them with artificial sweeteners. So maybe South African fizzy drinks might be less than other countries' fizzy drinks. But we expect about 25 grams of free sugar to be in a chocolate bar. If you look at 150 milliliters of fruit juice, you will get 12 grams of sugar in that, which is then free sugar, although it is from a natural source. And then maybe not our can of sodas, but because I actually looked at, it depends on what you buy too, but I just looked at something like a Fanta or a dry lemon or a lemon twist on average, a cup contains about 7 to 8 grams of free sugar. So although in our country they have substituted some of the sugar already with artificial sweeteners, mm-hmm. you still will get that amount of free sugar or added sugar then to that specific drink.
Okay.
Yes. And I know we touched on this last week, but obviously because I'm speaking about free sugars, if you then want to be, you know, if you want to buy things with less free sugar, if you read the ingredient list, the ones that we then will be added sugars will be anything that's, if you read anything with obviously the word syrup behind it, there's many versions before, but then also fructose, molasses, glucose, and maltol, coconut sugar, cane sugar, rice malt, maple syrup, honey, all of those things mean that that is the ingredient that adds to the free sugar amount of the product that you then buy.
Okay, okay.
Yes. And then I thought just to give some tips on what we can do practically to improve or to reduce the amount of free sugar that we use daily. So obviously the number one thing, if you drink a cup of tea or coffee, preferably drink it without adding
down.
Sugar.
Yeah, take out to cut down or don't have sugar.
Yes, so then maybe add some milk, which obviously we know milk is lactose, which is natural sugar, which is absolutely fine. Nothing wrong with that. Eat your fresh fruit instead of drinking the juice. Try to avoid sugary snacks. And I think if you feel like something sweet, maybe like dried fruit will be a good option because it's naturally sweet. There's still fiber, so it's still within the fruit cell. So not a bad idea at all. If you can, drink sugar-free fizzy drinks if you then want to, or rather aim for water. And then instant cereals, obviously one that's got a lot. If you think about instant cereals, although there's fortify them with maybe vitamins and minerals, they might also be added sugar to that. So maybe rather cook the oats yourself or cook the sorghum yourself or the mealie meal or whatever else, or aim for high fiber brands, not things with sugar coatings, because that will then help you to reduce the amount of free sugar. And then if you think about flavored yogurt, although dairy is a good option, but I always tell people some yogurts really, they add a lot of sugar in normal low-fat or medium-fat yogurt. So again, either go for the light option, not because you aim for the fat, but there's also a reduction in added sugar into the light yogurt, or then rather have plain yogurt and eat them with fresh fruit or with dried fruit pieces to add sweetness to the yogurt, because again, your amount of free sugars will then be less. And then alternative to fruit juice is maybe actually to cut fresh fruit into a jug and add water and ice into it, because it will be a natural flavor. Yeah, so those are some ways that you can then reduce the amount of free sugar on a daily basis.
Okay. And just so that I understand it correctly, very quickly, the difference between your natural fruits and the fruit juice is that when the fruit juice gets processed, that's almost where the sugar gets released. And
yes,
it becomes bad, if I can use that term in inverted commas.
Yeah, so I think if you look at fruit juice, the minute you extract it, then all the fiber stays behind in the fruit, and the fruit cell stays behind. And then that's really what carries that glucose and actually make the absorption a different way of the specific sugars.
Okay.
And I think obviously change the characteristic of that specific fruit, sucrose or fruit sugar, fructose, which is fruit sugar, sorry. That's why it's better to have it in the natural form than in the extracted form. I presume if you blend the whole fruit, it might be another story.
Yes.
Because then it's more like
you
blended a fruit and you having a smoothie, although you can drink it. But
all the goodness is still there with it.
It's still there.
Right.
Yes,
now that
sure,
makes sense.
Sure.
And Netsi, I know you've got another appointment, but if somebody wants to reach you, how do they get in touch?
more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great. Unetsi, thank you very, very much for taking time to chat to us today, and have a great day.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
You thank you, then. Cheerio. Bye-bye. That's Unetsi with today's Nutrition Chats, all about sugar, and of course, all part of the Sugar Awareness Week, which is taking place at the moment. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, it's World Sugar Awareness Week. And this chat will be on our website later on today.